the blood that good men shed stained those stripes of red. Principles of truth and right are symbolized in white. Freedom, faith, and honor color in a field of blue. 50 stars shine for this day who know her freedom true. And she's still waving, old glory still waving for me. And for a constitution based upon the truth that sets men free. And though she bears some scars from battle, I'm so glad I still can say, thank God in America, old glory's still waving today. Founded by men who love the Lord and liberty, a nation whose prayer and preaching have shaped her history. Though now some campaign and some complain of what she's become today, for God's people now is the time to turn from sin and humbly pray. While she's still waving, old glory's still waving for me. And for a constitution based upon the truth that sets men free. And though she bears some scars from battle, I'm so glad I still can say, thank God in America, old glory's still waving today. Still waving today.
Since you upstaged me, you're punished. You have to sing again. It was my turn to be up. And hey, I did the other night. But now, I don't know about Brother Hall, but I knew that word Zoom. I remember it from junior church. I may never Zoom or the enemy. But I'm in the Lord's army. And I used to play Marco Polo when I was a kid at the swimming pool. So I don't know what happened to you. You were deprived as a child. But I knew all that stuff long before this. But good to see you here today. And I'm excited to have Brother Woodward preach for us. He's been a dear friend for many, many years. The Lord used him in a marvelous way in this state and around the country. The football camp has changed thousands of lives, and there are so many people. The vision that he and Brother Booth had to start that and the sacrifice they've made, I appreciate Brother Woodward's friendship as well. He's been a real friend to me, not only in just fellowship, but invested in things that I'm doing, this conference and the Shooters Expo, as well as football camp. He's come and helped me cook, been a blessing there. But he's been a dear friend. I always appreciate him, appreciate his stand, his faithfulness through the years. And I'm excited to have him preach to us this second message. I know it'll be a blessing to your heart. My wife's going to sing in her spot now. And then Brother Woodward will come and preach second message.
victory had been won. Weary soldiers headed home. Glad tidings were in store. Their enemy would reign no more. At home, every listening ear waited breathlessly to hear, and how their happy tears flowed free at this shout of victory. Tateless died, it is finished. The battle's over, and the victory's won. Tateless died, the work's completed. Full payment has been made. My debt of sin is paid. Tateless died. In a prison of ancient time, where a man paid for his crime, hung outside his prison door, a list of crimes that he paid for. And when the keeper brought the key to say he could now go free, before they let him walk away, they wrote these words across the page. Tateless died, it is finished. The battle's over, and the victory's won. Tateless died, the work's completed. Full payment has been made. My debt of sin is paid. Tateless died. On a hill called Calvary, all the crimes belong to me, but my Savior paid the price, though my sentence cost his life. Evil forces battled well and tried to doom my soul to hell, but when the victory cry was heard, how well they understood me. It is finished. The battle's over, and the victory's won. Tateless died, the work's completed. Full payment has been made. My debt of sin is paid. Tateless died, it is finished.
Amen. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. Nothing's gone.
There it is.
There you go.
It hurts me. The clip is gone.
Thank you for taking care of it. I've been clipped. Yeah. Ain't the first time.
How about that?
There you go.
That works a lot better.
There you go. There you go. Listen, that I can explain that microphone popping off. When I'm sandwiched between two Oreos, you know, I've realized in the will of God that I became a double stuffed here. Wow. Never planned on it that way, but I appreciate that. Ms. Coral, thank you. You wrote that song, is that correct? She wrote that during one of Denny's sermons. It's not finished yet. I had a little boy in our church. Brother Coral was with us. I'm going to tell this story. It's fun. A little boy said, "Preacher, can I sit with you during the preach? I know you're going to come sit. Can I sit?" "Oh, come on. You can only come if you bring all your toys with you and sit with me so I can play with them." He said, "Yeah." He brought a whole bunch of toys, sat them down there, and Brother Coral started preaching. Man, he went out. And there was air conditioning. There was a little breeze coming. I took my jacket and I laid it over the top of him and looked away. And the next thing I know, he flopped on the floor. And he stood up and looked at Brother Cora and said, "He's still preaching." Crying. I said, "Son, we all feel your pain." Kathy wrote a song about it. And so I get back at him, mess with my little sister. That's, we, you know, we have fun with that. But anyways, I worked for Brother Coral 1 week out of the year at the Shooters Expo. I encourage you to come out to the expo and enjoy the opportunity there is. And you haven't said anything about it, Brother Coral, but it's a man's ministry, a blessing, a challenge. Get to shoot every kind of gun imaginable, and the preaching. We don't call it the I don't call it the Shooters Expo. I call it the Eaters Expo. That's the only reason I go. But it's fun and a great time. And so 1 pound elk burgers, amazing. And again, you know what? For me, nobody's gonna. If I'm getting a 1 pound elk burger, I'm a man, and I'm going through the line and say, "Would you cut that in half for me?" You know, I would cut it myself later and put it away, but I wouldn't ask somebody to cut it in half for me. But I stand to just mark those guys and watch them. And if we're picking sides, I'm not picking those guys to last. Brother Angel, thank you for your friendship. You define friendship, you know. And our years together were just 40 miles apart, and talk often, be able to bat things around. And this statement is often made in our phone calls. Let me bounce this off of you. I'm glad I have somebody to bounce what I'm thinking. Because sometimes emotions get the best of you. They do. You know, I'm going to kill this guy. You think it's a good idea? Probably not. Unless you want to start a new ministry. But I appreciate so much. And again, what a blessing. It's good to have my son-in-law here, Micah McCurry. Micah just moved from, he worked for Brother Grimaldi for 5 years as an assistant. Now is a director of BTI. And amazing, Paul Levine's old ministry years ago. Years ago, I heard Paul Levine preaching. Boy, I liked it. I liked when I heard him. He talked about a girl going on her date and a boy trying to hold hands. And he said, "All you girls ought to own a set of brass knuckles." Man, I like that kind of talk. Because, man, if I had a girl for brass knuckles, I could have borrowed them. You know? But he said, "That boy tries to hold your hand, just reach in your purse and hit him." Boy, I like that. Then the great my favorite illustration he did, he said, "Girls, when you reach in your purse," he said, "and you unzip it." Remember that? I said, "I like this guy. He's got it. He's got it all down." And he has a track. He started a track ministry. Been going all these years. The last 15 years, and this is conservative numbers, 250,000 documented salvations in 15 years. That's amazing. To me, I want in on that. I just want in. I want to be a part of something like that. And God opened the door for Micah, and I appreciate. He drove me over today. I appreciate him being here. Take your Bibles very quickly. I'm going to jump in. I want to play because let Phil, young guy, tear it up. And let Brother Gomez, he's coming next. You know, I heard the preaching last night. Oliver said, when he said the words, "wear you out," I got scared. Because that's what my dad always said to me, "Son, I'm going to wear you out. I'm going to wear you, Brother Gomez, come on. I'm going to wear you out, boy." And I knew what that meant. I knew what that meant. And then Brother Angel talked about having a fire in your belly. And I said, "Man, I had that chili Sunday night. Now I know what it's about." And he helped me. That's a blessing. And again, sitting out here and, "Can you hear me?" And Coral's going, "What? What?" And so I don't know what to preach. I don't know what to preach to help this audience. But again, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 says this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I'm afraid we've gotten to this thing of losing the opportunity to glorify God. We're so angry and caught up in that we're quarantined, or I just put it out there, we're under martial law. Again, glorified house arrest. I was talking with Brother Angels in one of our many talks, and Brother Angel, I probably don't have the story right, but this is the gist of it. Brother Angel was talking one day, listening to someone talk, and I think it was one of your daughter-in-laws or one of the young ladies, and they said, "I wish the sun would shine. I wish the sun would shine." And he said this to them, "You need to make your own sunshine. You need to make your own sunshine." I've entitled the message today, "Make Your Own Sunshine, Not Your Own Moonshine." The problem today, we got a lot of people making moonshine today. You know, the moonshiners, some of Brother Gomez's cousins have TV shows. One is, the swamp people. The other side of the family that you don't hear much about are the moonshiners, all related to Brother Gomez. They're the ones that migrated to Kentucky out of Louisiana. But this TV program glorifies making moonshine. Glorifies it. But the truth is, anybody knows anything about that culture and what it's done over the years and during Prohibition when all that was going on, the devastation that it brings to life. Hey, the broken lives, the broken families, the death and disaster. But I want to say this, the moonshine I'm talking about today is the moonshine in this life, in the spirit and attitude of the people of God. They've gone back to making moonshine, griping and complaining, being a black cloud. Brother Gomez, you named, when we were in Bible college, you named a guy who would always, no matter what was going on, it was, "Well, we shouldn't do that. I don't know about this. And it's terrible, but college is hard." And Brother Gomez said, "Hey, black cloud, why don't you be quiet?" Called him Black Cloud. I call his name right now, but I'm not going to. Called him Black Cloud. He carries that name to this day when I see him. "Hey, Black Cloud." Critical. Backbiting. Negative. Jealous. A black cloud. The truth is a moonshiner. When I was in Bible college, and by the way, you college students listening in today, friendships matter. Friendships matter. And what you hear, you'll carry on. The day will come when myself, Brother Gomez, will be gone off the scene, as our leaders were when we were in Bible college. But I remember twice Brother Hiles talking. He preached a message called "Brighten the Corner Where You Are." He taught a Saturday night preacher boys meeting about brighten the corner where you are. I love the words to that song. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you might guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. See, you can make sunshine or you can make moonshine. It's a choice. And one, having compassion, making a difference. The truth is, it says, "and some." That means some will and some won't. I want to be a part of that some will. I begin to think about this thing of sunshine. Let your light so shine. Because one day we'll stand before God and give an account and we'll see how much glory God got or how much glory Dan Woodward got. I thought about, what are the elements of one who spreads sunshine? I loved hearing the old boy sing, "And the sun's coming up in the morning." And he, what was his name? Help me. At pastor school. I can't remember. Howard Jewell. And the sun's coming up in the morning. And like an eagle, I'll take to the sky. Where are those eagles today? We want to fly down with the buzzards on the ground. Oh, listen, let's bow for prayer. We're going to look at the elements real quick of sunshine. Father, bless now. Help me, I pray. Give me clarity of thought. Give me brevity of thought. Lord, help me to be a blessing. As we just lay out this formula that, Lord, one day we'll bring glory to Thee. In times like this, Lord, it's so evident when one's sun is shining, when it's been week after week of clouds, of drizzle. Father, bless now. Lord, I can't wait again when the sun shines again in our local New Testament churches. And we'll give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians very quickly. We have in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and I love this passage of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 gives us a formula in a series of verses here. In verse 22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the renewing of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, put away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. First and foremost, I want you to see if we're going to, again, have sunshine and not live in moonshine. It starts with the new man. There's some things that got to be put off. You know, in times like these, when you're not around church and you're, you know, it's been, I wish if we won't know till we get to heaven to see the conversation in cars on the way to church. And then you see the kids have got to be so confused today. They see mom and dad going, hurry, hurry up, run away, hurry, what are we going to do? What? By the way, my wife and I don't ride to church together because I don't have the spirit to preach. So years ago, I just determined, here's your car, go, come when you want. So now, my wife's going to get that last load of laundry, the last dish, the last bed, I mean, everything before she leaves the house. And if I'm with her, it's not good. But I'm going to tell you, people come to church, but this time we're together. We're seeing every fault and fray, and again, each other's feet of clay, because we're spending longer time together than we ever had. Folks off work. We better not forget, we've got to put off that old man. And we got to put on the new man after God created righteousness and true holiness. Where is a desire among God's people to put on the new man? I laughed at Keith Harrison. I teach at Providence on Zoom every Tuesday. Right now I would be teaching 4 hours straight. I get the Zoom camera all set and get going, and I go to the church where I feel I'm in the empty auditorium, and I put Zoom so where I can see myself, and I just teach myself because I didn't learn much from where I graduated from, but Brother Harrison posts a picture, and he shows a picture. I've been teaching at Providence from here up. He's got a suit and tie. Then the picture next to it, he's got his pajama bottoms on from the bottom. I love it. So I wear my Smurf jammies now, my footy jammies, and just put a shirt and tie on. But we got to put on. Where's the desire for God's people to put on after God, created in righteousness and true holiness? I love this. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. Renewed. I like the word restored, too. I like to take old things and clean them up and fix them up and make them like new. Kind of fun, a little hobby I have. I've done it with old cars and I've done it with old tractors. I have two tractors waiting to get renewed, redone, restored to make new. But I'm going to tell you, we got to be reminded daily. We got to be reminded daily where we've come from and where we're going. It says, I want to say this. It takes effort. It's not easy. It's not easy to catch your tongue and hold it. It's not easy to say what's on your mind. You can just, blah, blah, blah. You know, a word spoken can never be taken back. What's the matter, wife? Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing. Every guy's in here. Every one of you guys had what? I've heard that before. That means there's, oh, nothing means, oh, something. You're going to have to find out what it was. I mean, it takes effort. It's hard work. It's hard work to be creative in this time with your kids. I have a joy. We have two grandkids that live with us. And Mike and Becca do while they're remodeling a home they're going to move into. And two redheads live in our house. One is Emmy Jane and the other one is Lucy Lou. And Lucy Lou's 1 year old and she's a redhead to the core. A fire redhead. And she acts like it. I saw her the other day grab something that belonged to her older sister and grab it and run and laugh as the other one, older sister's crying that she took it. And she's over there laughing that she got it and ran away and had it. I said, good girl, just be tough. Be tough. I said, come to Papa. 1 year old. Come to Papa. So the other day I had an ice cream bar. You know, one of them, they don't make them like they used to. They used to be bigger and wider and, you know, but they're you got to eat three of them to make up what the old ones are. And then they put the wrapper on to, you know, you used to be able to just unwrap them. Now you got to, by the time you get it wrapped, it's melted. But I had an ice cream bar. I looked down and there she is right by me smiling. I said, do you love Papa? She goes, no. I said, would you like a bite? No. I held it out there. She took a bite. Is that good? No. Do you want any more? No. Good, you're not having any more then. But they're so precious. But I see it takes hard work to keep things going the right direction. The problem with us today is we're too lazy to work at those things. My dad helped me, Brother Gomez, one day on the farm, said, it's okay to be lazy, son. It's okay. Well, lazy to me was fishing. Pheasant hunting, quail hunting, whatever. And we love that. We love to do that. And again, he said, it's okay to be lazy. And I thought, my dad has finally got it. Man, it took me a while to train him, but he's got it. It's okay to be lazy. And then his next words were, as long as you get all your work done. Well, I kind of grafted to that because I like to hunt and fish and do what I wanted to do. And I learned hard work from that philosophy to get my work done. And I've learned that in life. If you're going to be lazy in relationships and lazy at working at them, it's going to make life miserable. But get your work done. I like this. Put away all lying in verse 25. Be honest. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I've never seen Brother Gomez, listen to me, I've never seen Brother Gomez, so many people that are lying to themselves. Afraid to be honest. The truth is we need a generation that will embrace the truth. Verse 26, boy, this is good. It says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And boy, my wife and I, we work hard to try to make sure we don't go to bed unless things are right. And it's usually, if it goes any longer, it's usually not her, it's me. That old hard-headed German that I am gets mad. But again, the Bible warns, hey, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. But I'm going to say, this day and age we live in, be angry and sin not. Brother Coral, I'm sick to death of people that said, he yelled at us. He, what you mean? He angry. I mean, you shouldn't be mad. And you folks that won't get mad and angry about anything. You talk about a fire burning. Where are the young men that get fired up about sin? They get fired up, hey, when things go against the things of God. I was driving up the other day, listening, trying to stay awake getting to college. I leave early in the morning to get up to college, and sometimes if I had a late night or a hard night, it's hard to get there. But on the way, I was just flipping on the radio. And, you know, when you own a station, you get interested in what's going on other stations. And then I flipped in this guy named Mancow. I said, Mancow? What's a Mancow? And I listened. And the more I listened, the madder I got. Again, making a mock at sin. And again, carrying on. And people calling in saying the craziest things that I've ever heard. And I said, what a picture of how things are today. So passive and making fun at sin. Oh, we've come so passive today. I loved my son-in-law, Austin. Austin came in and said, Preacher, I'm so stinking mad right now. I said, Austin, what are you mad about? You don't ever get mad about anything. I'm just teasing him. He said, to think we couldn't have our Easter Sunday drive-in service. 6 days earlier, our chief of police calls me and says, hey, are you having a drive-in Easter service? I said, yes. He said, I just told three other churches they couldn't. And I knew you wouldn't call me, so I'm calling you. Please don't have the service. I don't want, we're under a mandate. And I've been friends with him for 30, he's been chief for 30 years. And again, I get out of speeding tickets and because of it, and I don't want to wreck that relationship. No, listen to me. Out of respect, because he called and asked me, I did not have a drive-in service. But 6 days later, the high school seniors have a drive-in. Of course, we were going to obey all the mandates, 6 feet apart and in your cars, windows up. They pull in, listen to our radio station, and I would preach the Easter service. But he said, no, we can't have that. We'll come in and rest you and break it all up. But the high school had a senior night. They parked in individual parking spots right next to each other, windows down, hanging out, rock and roll music blaring over the outside, then the townspeople driving through honking their horns, the police department parking all their cars on one side of them, the fire department all on the other side of them. And buddy, I was smoked. I was smoked. I'm still smoked about it. By the way, we're going back to church. You Dwight people, get ready. We're going back to church. We're going back to church. I was furious. But you know what blessed my heart? That young man was furious. He was furious. He said, I got it. We're going to organize and we're going to bomb with letters and we're going to do all this. And I loved it. I loved it. But I said, stand down. They'll be, listen to me. He's already hung himself because my church is furious. Other church members texted me and said, preacher, we're with you. When you're ready to go, we'll be there on the front row. I love it. You know, we need a generation. We better get angry about not being in church. Get angry that the government can dictate to us. We're under a mandate, but it's done. Our state constitution said he has 30 days and he's done. But I'm going to tell you, you say, well, that's not very sunshiny. That's the problem. You don't know what real sunshine is. In order for the sun to shine, you've got to set things in order. And I'm going to tell you, it's about to get in order in our churches. Next element, it says, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. I'm going to tell you, we've got a whole bunch of Christians that have been comfortable hanging out with the devil. Hanging out with the devil. Giving place to the devil. By the way, he gets embedded and rooted in our lives. It's hard to get out. It's hard to get out. Boy, things that give place to the devil. Gossip, talking about. This is all moonshine stuff here. Gossip. Mean-spirited people being mean to one another. Bitterness, unforgiveness. Oh, listen to me, dear people of God. The truth is, it's time we start living on the sunny side. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that it may give to him that needeth. I like this. I like this. Listen to me. It's living a changed life that people see it. I was in the grocery store. I hate the grocery store. All the ex-church members go to the grocery store. I don't like going. All my exes live in the grocery store. And they treat you like you're invisible. It's so crazy. Hey, how you doing? How you was? But I'm passing out my... Son-in-law wrote a COVID track, and it's a card. It's very easy. I've only had two people not take them. Both of them were Democrats, and they were wearing hazmat suits. And they wouldn't take them. They were afraid. But I'm walking around the grocery store, and I'm gathering some stuff for the wife, and I'm passing out these. And someone comes running. I said, hey, are you Pastor Woodward? I said, yes, I am. Why? He said, I knew you were Pastor Woodward. You're the only one in here smiling. I go to the meat counter to get lunch meat. By the way, I don't send my wife to get lunch meat. When you're going to get lunch meat, I'm going to go get the lunch meat. I'm going to say, set that thing. Set that thing so it slices them thick. But listen to me. At the counter, there's a guy over there fussing because he didn't get a piece of chicken in his order. He drove all the way back. One piece of chicken... He didn't get it. He said it was a thigh. He didn't get it. No, I probably would have came back for a thigh. But he's just fussing at this guy behind the counter. I want my thigh, and I didn't get it. And he's just shook over a piece of chicken. He needed to watch Oliver demonstrate how to eat that chicken last. That's what I got out of his message. That was a blessing. But he said, sir, we'll be just a minute. I said, no problem. No problem. Take care of his thigh. And the guy's got his Democrat mask on, and he's down there looking at me, and the guy said, hey, you know, no problem. I'm good. Three or four times I said, I'll wait. And finally he came and slid down there. He said, you're Pastor Woodward, aren't you? I said, yes, I am, Pastor. He said, when I was a little boy, I came to a big day at your church. I remember you. I said, well, we're not having church right now, but we're live streaming. He said, you know what? You've been so kind to me. I think I'm going to watch. Hello? You know, again, I love this story. We were on the radio doing a Saturday Morning Live, and we were talking about different things, and somebody texted in that one of our ladies went by her house, and and put a cup of coffee on her doorstep and went out in her car and called her, and they fellowshipped with her out front and her getting the coffee, and they had a great time. She said, it just blessed my heart. You know, this is a time to look for opportunities. It is. There's so many wonderful things that we can do. But I'm going to tell you, dear people of God, you're going to have to be creative. You're going to have to think a little bit. I want to say a couple of things in closing. Don't get caught up in the business of making moonshine. Listen to me. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of the edifying, that it may minister grace. And here's, now listen to me, no corrupt communication. All the fussing and fighting and carrying on needs to stop, especially with the people of God. But that which is good to the edifying. I like these words right here. I like the word edifying. I like the word minister grace unto the hearers. Listen to me, the only grace that I can have that's like Jesus is what comes out of my mouth. Think about that. Grace. Then this warning that comes like a neon sign. Warning. Verse 30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. I'm going to tell you, what have we done? Dear people of God, what have we done? We've grieved the Holy Spirit of God. There's two illustrations in the Bible that tell us that they wished not that the Spirit of God had departed. And I don't need to tell you who they are. But the truth is, some of us are the same way. We don't even know the Spirit of God. We've been home for weeks now, and we don't even know the Spirit of God is gone. But what we've been doing, what we've been saying, shame on us. Shame on us. Oh, listen to me. How are we going to have the power of God when we come back together when we haven't had the power of God for these weeks at home with our families? And in closing, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Listen to me. It's time to let some things go. It's time to put some things away. That bitterness that folks carry things forever. Forever. I'm shocked. I'll be counseling a couple and they bring something up from years ago. Well, I'm still mad at him over this. Well, she did this to me years ago. Life's too short. Brother Angel, Brother Coral, if the Lord tarries and a man lives 70, at age 63, I got 7 years left. Yea, 80, maybe 17. 7 years. 7 years and I'm going to carry on like an idiot. 7 years and I'm going to harbor things in my heart towards people. And one day, I'm going to wake up in heaven and find out those people I was bitter at are my neighbors. Don't tell me not. God's got a sense of humor. God's got a sense of humor. Put them away. Oh, dear people of God, put them away. Then I love verse 31 and 32. Again, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. No excuses here. Even as. No excuses for us. Kind. Tender-hearted. Kind. Tender-hearted. Oh, listen to me, people. Kind. Tender-hearted. Forgiving. You know, I don't know if this is the beginning of the end. I do not know that. No man knows. But I'm going to tell you this, a little bit of the start of what, if it isn't, this is what it's going to taste like when that starts. And until then, I love the words to this song. Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties Near you now be true, brighten the corner where you are. Just above the clouded skies, that you may help to clear, let not narrow self your way debar. Though into one's heart alone may fall your song of cheer, brighten the corner where you are. Here, for all your talents, you may surely find a need. Here reflect a bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand of bread of life may feed, brighten the corner where you are. Right beside you are believers who have gone astray. And here's where we are today. I got more gone astray people listening, live streaming. By the way, before I read this next verse, Brother Gomez, you know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping that when all we come out the other side of this, that we at least break even with, we're going to have some of those are going to fall by the wayside. We know that. But maybe some of those that have been out would come back. Right beside you are believers who have gone astray. For lost sheep, you need not seek afar. In Christ's love, exhort, restore, and comfort them today. Brighten the corner where you are. Lastly, stay in fellowship with Jesus and behold His face. If His glorious radiance you impart, love and serve the Lord sincerely. This will touch men's hearts. Brighten the corner where you are. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. I battled with preaching this, really, really battled with it. At times it looked like blank pages and may have been. But I wonder, hey, are you doing your best right now? You got things harboring in your heart that you need to do business with God with? Hey, are things at home been a little rough? Hey, pastor. Hey, Christian worker. Hey, bus captain. You've had time on your hands and time hasn't been very good to you. Let me say this. Let's brighten the corner. Let's make sunshine, not moonshine. Father, help us now. I pray that you'd bless. Lord, use these very simple words today. Just help us to be better Christians, that we may come out on the other side of this stronger and continue to be a ray of sunshine. Let our light so shine that one day, Lord, we'll bring honor and glory to Thee. And we'll give You all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody that knows the man that just preached knows he lives what he preaches. He spreads sunshine. He's a fun man to be around. You have a good time, and not just that. He spread a lot of sunshine through different things he's done for the young people in our country, in this area, especially the Midwest. Thank you, Brother Woodward. You know, something you said there, kind of the Spirit of God really reached out and grabbed my attention. You got down to that last verse where it talks about grieve not the Spirit of God. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake. And I understand that. I've preached it, but I never thought about no excuses. You have no excuse for not forgiving. No excuse. Because you've been forgiven. None whatsoever.